Yep. Have we got an offer for you? And you don't have to wait long to see it race. Jason Warren joins us. Good morning to you, Jase. How are you?
Morning, Michael. How are you, mate?
Yeah, very well. Hey, tell us what some lucky RSN listeners who might be keen to get a quick return can do with your stable, because I believe there's a share in a horse going who is ready to race on Saturday.
Yeah, we've actually got a quite a nice Magnus horse that trialled up impressively at Mornington and a couple of times, so he's quite forward. Whether we run this Saturday or sometime next week, but he's a nice horse. He's a three-year-old. He's out of a Street Cry mare, and there's still a share or two available in him. So he's a nice horse. One that we bought a little while ago, and we've prepared him up, and he looks progressive, and I think we'll have some fun with him. He's Super Bovis and Bovis Gold as well, so he ticks all the boxes. Yeah.
So if anyone wants to jump online, have a look at his jump outs or trials, what's his name?
His name is Quintus, and you'll have no problem finding his jump outs online under our Horses for Sale page. Yeah.
Well, there you go. Ready to run, and you can join the fun with Jason Warren. Well, can we get a winner today to find the bank to actually buy into that horse on Saturday? Because you've got a couple of nice runners today. Who do you think's your best? Not a Zach in the first, and you've got Our Party Animal going around in the second.
Yeah, look, both horses are really good chances today. I feel that we'll start with Not a Zach. He's in quite a deep race. That two-year-old race is a little bit hard to line up. Quite a few first starters from good stables. So, betting will probably be a guide there. But our guy is pretty straightforward. He can position himself well in the race, so he'll be in the first few. He trialled very well last week, and he's ready to run a bold race today. He's a big, strong horse with a good action, and I look forward to seeing him. The other mare, Our Party Animal, she was a bit unlucky last start, albeit at Swan Hill. Well, she just got stuck on the inside and couldn't really get any galloping room, so it was a bit of a non-event. The run prior to that was very encouraging, and she has the blinkers going on today and worked very well Saturday, so she's a good each-way price, certainly worth having something on her.
Yeah, she's $18.
Yeah, so hopefully you can have something on her and invest in a racehorse in the stable. It'd be great.
Sounds like a good plan. And, Jase, from your point of view, you might not have any horses heading towards the Caulfield Cup or the Spring Majors. What do you think about the rejig and the proposed reshape of the Spring Carnival?
Oh, look, I think the whole planning of our horses, in their preparations, it's a moving target. And I guess there's reasons why these races have to be moved for funding and so on. But, if we've got enough time to still plan a horse's preparation, it's not a big deal as far as, it just changes your plans a little bit, but then you, as long as you've got time to plan for it, it's fine.
Yeah, Jase, good luck today, and we're going to follow Quintus because I'd love to see an RSN listener buy in and have some great success. So keep us up to date with that. If you want to purchase a share in Quintus, who is ready to go, may run this Saturday, if not next week, jump on the Jason Warren's website and give him a buzz. Good luck with that, mate.
Very good. Thanks, Michael. Take care, mate.
Jason Warren joining us there. It is 12 minutes to 10 o'clock. You're listening to Racing Pulse. We're going to take a break. On the other side of that, it is a big night tomorrow night in the world of greyhound racing. It is the RSN Sandown Cup. Mick Floyd, the money man, will join us and we'll dissect the race and find the winner.